Spring is in the air at Littleton Coin Company, and we want to help you brighten your collection. Visit us at littletoncoin.com all month long to enjoy 15% off your purchase. With a wide selection of coins, paper money, supplies, and more, Littleton Coin Company has something for every collector's taste. Use promo code SPRING at littletoncoin.com for 15% off your purchase all month long. Restrictions apply. Littleton Coin Company. Serving collectors since 1945.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
But a sister says something. She says, so an independent woman can't coexist with an independent man as business partners, but not even on that, because business partners depend on each other. Yeah. A relationship is a business. You understand me? Because those activities got to be profitable. You have to be spending time and getting a return on your investment. The product of y'all love is the business of y'all relationship. And you have to understand that. Why would an independent man want a woman that can't depend on him? She don't depend on nothing. That's not his woman. They not really together. They don't even need each other for nothing. So you talking about it's interdependency that is the science of a relationship. So the problem is this. The moment white supremacy made the black woman independent, she didn't depend on no man. And the moment they made the black man dependent, no woman can depend on him, which makes them go in opposite directions. Definitely. If you get in a business relationship with anybody right now, and y'all are both independent of each other, y'all don't need each other, why are y'all in that relationship? This is independent. That means the business is going boom without you. Why the hell is you here? I got a business partner for no goddamn reason. You getting somebody because you lonely, not because it meets the criteria of the science of relationships. That's different. We talking about the science of relationships. So the science of relationship has to be understood. And we're really talking about marriage, because that's the point where, you know, And marriage is more so this, because we're not just talking about their concept of marriage where you sign the paperwork in their courts by their systems, people duly appointed by their institution. Because I feel like you can create a trust, you can create your own agreement with somebody, and it can be considered a marriage as well by mm-hmm. the agreement that you all create. But when you're talking about what makes a relationship, period, right? Let's just say relationship. What makes a relationship work? And why you go get in a relationship, we talking about for a family. If you're talking about two people that don't want to create a family, they can do whatever the hell they want to do. That don't even matter at this point. Don't even matter. Nobody's just trying to help y'all hang out. You know what I'm saying? But when you're talking about them getting a child and them building a nation, for nation building purposes, different conversation altogether. That means you're talking about two people who have to come together based on the science of how relationships work so that they can have long-term success to be able to build upward. That's a different story. So everybody is trying to make their individual lifestyle fit the science of relationships, which has nothing to do with nation building whatsoever. So you want to take the status in which you're here. You don't want to sacrifice nothing. You don't want to change anything. No, you want to live in your own separate house. You understand me? Have all separate money, separate business affairs, and say, but we in a relationship. That's not how it works. So let's deal with it when, from a cultural standpoint, when we're talking about how every other culture has an understanding of relationships more important. See, what y'all got to understand, when you're talking about this independent woman thing, what does that mean exactly? Because go ask an Asian man if he has that got a wife, do he have an independent woman?
That's only in the black culture.
Depends on me. This the how we gonna make the family work? Because the man has to have a role, and she depends on that man to do his role and his duties. Come on now. You go to the Hispanic community, ask him if he got an independent woman. Oh, my woman knows I'm the provider, the producer, the protector. You understand me? She depends on me for that.
Dude, even with Beyonce, even though she made that song Independent Woman, she married. She's been married for what, 10 years plus?
Well, because Jay-Z gives her a certain education as well.
Yeah.
Teaches her new things. Mm-hmm. You understand me? We taught to put everything by the grading of how much money you got. To where that counts as independence. No. Because true independence, just go and be alone. Ain't nobody say that you can't have your own money, though. I don't make that clear. The Quran mm-hmm. even speaks upon a woman having her some money. You understand me? You can set aside money. Because no woman should be left to the point that if there's a no good man that leaves her or does something wrong, then she doesn't have the ability to be able to fend for herself or to raise those children properly. We're not talking about that. So what we have to do is reconstruct the idea of what independent even is. We talking about this independent mindset that you have where you say, I don't need nobody. You understand me? Spiritually, mentally, emotionally. That's one of the bigger issues. Because you think that the financial independence make you the whole woman independent. No, we not talking about that. Because then you leave no room for a man to be a man in a relationship. What the hell can he do in a relationship if you are completely independent? He has nothing to do and he has no reason to be dedicated or committed to you whatsoever.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Fella, how you go commit to an independent woman? She already independent of you. How you committing? What are you committing to? That's like you going to a job, but this job is an independent job. So do I work here or not? But you committed to the job to come work. Well, it's independent. You're not going to really get paid. You got an independent artist, but he got a label. Now, you an independent artist. Why you need the label if you're an independent artist? You got to depend on, for some reason, there has to be reciprocation and exchange of value. So we got to understand what are our functions, what can we commit to in those functions so that we can commit to those relationships that we build with each other. And what is this relationship going to produce? Because an unproductive relationship is not worth anything. An unproductive relationship is not worth anything. Somebody say, should women support men who don't choose us? No.
No.
You shouldn't even be speaking to a man who doesn't choose you. You shouldn't even speak to a man who don't choose you. Why? You shouldn't even be having a conversation with him. And that's the problem with a lot of different people these days, is you want people who don't want you. And they don't have to tell you they don't want you. They telling you they don't want you by action. Because they're not doing the things that will allow you to be dependent on them in the first place. If a man is not doing the things that he not committing to provide and protect emotionally, physically, spiritually, financially, and here with his time and his energy, he ain't choosing you. See, the thing is, y'all be tricking yourselves because you say, well, they didn't say I'm not in a relationship. Don't mean it ain't happening. No. You think you're slick. Yeah, this talking to IWS. Pops go over this. You think you're slick. See, because actions are words. Because communication is expression. So how a person expresses themselves, those are words. So we think that because a person didn't say it, then it ain't true. You can be in a relationship before a person ever tells you. A man will always let you know what he's thinking by what he does. So here's a man who ignoring you, he's obviously is expressing to you, you have no value to him. But you be lying to yourself, trying to fill in the words that were never said because of what you want to feel, what you want to happen, and then the reality of what's going actually taking place. So a lot of women lie to themselves by creating illusions, and then a man allow the woman to lie to themselves. But the responsibility is the woman has to stop lying to herself, conjuring up images and ideas and fantasies and illusions that is just not reality. And then allowing yourself to see the action as the word rather than the words as the action. You got to get results. So once we can teach this properly and a woman can see the signs, she's trying to hold up relationships that have already failed because of her insecurities.
Mm-hmm.
I want to make this work, and if it don't work, then I feel like my own value is based upon this relationship. So if this don't work, then that must mean that I don't have value. Nobody wants me. We have to stop teaching women this mindset. We have to teach them to be able to think in a manner. Nobody tell you to allow a man to think for you in every situation in regard, and the only time you want to be independent is financially. No. Nobody can make you feel better. You have to make yourself feel better.
Self-love.
Yes, the love has to come within, and other people help create conditions so that the environment and that self-love is sustained. Because the way I love myself ain't based on my girl. The way you love yourself ain't based on your girl. The way you love yourself, ladies, ain't based on your man. Hell no. I love myself. Which means I'm not going to put myself in environments, situations, and relationships that will rob me of my own self-love. Because now I must be staying in this because of the insecurity, a lack of self-love. So we both have self-love, and we help each other maintain that love for self by making sure that we allow an environment where our values, integrities, and purpose can be consistent and fulfilled and sustained. That's the best. Love is the reflection of all love. I got that on my chains. Self-love is the reflection of all love.
Self-love.
Self-love. A person just helps you maintain the love that you have for yourself by putting you in environments that allow you to maintain that integral love for self. But when you start being with somebody and your confidence is dependent on how they feel about you, that's a problem. But if you want to be with somebody and you feel good, but you know, like, all right, my self-love needs affirmation. So you get with a man who never speaks life to you. You may need a woman who gives you inspiration. You get with a woman who never compliments you, never bigs you up. You understand me? Nah, that ain't self-love. Listen, I can't stay in this relationship because the way my self-love is set up, these are the standards that I have. So self-love creates standards. And if the person you with cannot meet those standards, gotta go.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.